MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, December the 11th, 2025 edition. You have exactly 1 week from today to get your Christmas shopping done. Very simple, without leaving the comfort of your home or your office. You can literally do all your Christmas shopping online, get 50, 60, 70, 80% off of retail, and free expedited shipping to get the gifts before Christmas. Christmas, 2 weeks from today. Well, if you go right now, today, to MyPillow.com, buy your Christmas gifts, put them in the shopping cart, go to checkout and see the retail price. Then put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space. You'll see the discounts pop up and you'll get free expedited shipping to make sure your gifts get there before next Thursday, December 18th. Then you can get them wrapped, ready to go under the Christmas tree. Now, if you text me MP for My Pillow, my phone will automatically send you back the screenshot. MyPillow.com, promo code TruckerRandy, all one word, no space, or give you the 800 number to call, the Trucker Randy operator standing by with the promo code already preloaded into their screen. That 800 number is 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. And the great part about this whole thing is they come to you, wrapped up in a box. Nobody will see what it is that is inside, and you can then open the box, wrap up the gifts, put them under the Christmas tree, put them in the closet. Whenever you want to bring them out, you can absolutely get this done all from the comfort of your home or your cell phone. So again, all you have to do is text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send it to you automatically. Phone number, website, and the promo code. Now, one of the things that I've been looking at is mental health in the state of Michigan. Because a lot of these things that are happening in our society today, media, news, many politicians are all pointing to mental health. I saw one story yesterday. A young man took a knife and brutally stabbed his girlfriend. Just kept stabbing her and stabbing her and stabbing her. Literally killing her. When he got done stabbing her to death, he calmly called his father and said, "I need an attorney." These kids shoot up people, stab people, attack people, and they seem to think that there's not going to be any permanent death. That is the new phenomenon that's going on, permanent death. I don't know if you've heard that one, but it's coming. Unbelievable. We've got a story about mental health. We're going to talk about it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. There was testimony yesterday that has to do with actually two components of mental health overhaul here in the state of Michigan. The House Health Policy Committee advanced a hospital price transparency bill and several health measures before turning to testimony on mental health code to rewrite so that they can respond to individuals before tragedy strikes, quote unquote. First of all, Senate Bill 95 would require hospitals to publish a list of prices that is identical to the current list required by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. This move comes in case the federal government ever rescinds its federal order. The committee then took testimony on Senate Bill 501 and the Senate companion to House Bill 4101, allowing Michigan to join physical therapy licensure compact. Aaron Dickinson, chief of staff to Senator Sylvia Santana, said Senate Bill 501 provides the operational framework needed to integrate the licensure compact into state law. It also included updated definitions in the public health code, as well as a $90 annual compact privilege fee with an effective date 18 months after enactment. The goal is to give patients better access and providers flexibility. Well, the bulk of the meeting then turned and focused on House Bills 4412, 4413, and Senate Bill 414. These package of bills would modernize Michigan's mental health code and expand the use of the assisted outpatient treatment system. State Representative Donnie Steele, Republican of Lake Orion, said the bills modernize Michigan's health mental health code to reflect today's clinical and public safety needs, clarifying peace officer responsibilities in protective custody, expanding who may conduct evaluations to include nurse practitioners and physician assistants, strengthening the AOT system and allowing families to communicate with hospitals and petition for continued care of their children. She went on to say these bills overall improves the system of responsiveness for individuals in crisis before tragedy strikes. Retired Wayne County Probate Judge Milton Mack, who also chairs the state's Mental Health Diversion Council, said the current code still forces the system to wait for a crisis to happen before acting. leading to repeated hospitalizations, incarceration, and homelessness for a small group of very sick, mentally sick individuals. He highlighted studies showing that the AOT programs dramatically reduce hospitalizations and arrests, and argued that the package of bills expand the use of outpatient treatment to avoid hospitalization, and also gives families a way to act before someone who is so sick requires hospitalization. State Representative Brenda Carter, a Democrat from Pontiac, pressed MAC on guardrails for low-income and under-resourced communities, citing insurance costs, transportation gaps, and even the lack of services in the Upper Peninsula. What protocols do you have in place to ensure that these people are not unnecessarily hospitalized? They may not always have the ability to get to these other services. Being hospitalized sometimes is their only revenue or avenue to get the services and treatments that they need. Well, witnesses from the National Alliance on Mental Illness and advocates who've lived experience echoed support for the AOT and urged changes to better protect patients from unnecessary or fraudulent hospitalizations. These bills would ensure quality inpatient care and formally involve families, guardians, and peer support specialists as part of the treatments. Well, the chair of the committee, State Representative Kurt VanderWaal, closed by thanking testifiers and stressing the committee's shared goal. Early intervention produces better outcomes. In everything that we've done, if we can avoid hospitalizations when it comes to mental health, these outcomes are considered much better for everyone. So, kind of a lot of bills, a lot of things that this committee is looking at. And one of the things that I think Chairman Kurt VanderWaal is trying to do is trying to make it so that people can have access to mental health treatment sooner than later, which is basically most of these bills are geared toward. And honestly, kind of surprised state representative from Pontiac mentioned the Upper Peninsula. Pretty interesting. Now, another story that I've been covering, we've been talking about this for a long time, is the current leadership of the Michigan State Police. Colonel James F. Grady II. Well, now there comes a new lawsuit. Alleges that the Michigan State Police leadership threatened a longtime assistant with an internal affairs investigation after she inadvertently sent a text message to the wrong person, which angered the command staff. The lawsuit, filed by Heather Lubes, was an executive management assistant at Colonel James F. Grady's office, alleges a petty grudge by the colonel led to her being pressured into accepting a demotion, which cut her pay nearly $8 per hour. It also stalled future advancement and violated her contract by withholding the payout she was owed. The lawyer, Mara Battersby, said the plaintiff simply wants to do the job she has devoted the last 23 years of her life to. After more than two decades of dedicated service to the Michigan State Police, she deserves the opportunity to work in an environment where she is respected, supported, and allowed to fulfill the role that she's qualified for. Michigan State Police spokesperson Shannon Banner said that the department has not yet been served with the lawsuit, and once it has received it, the department will review it and work with the Attorney General's office to respond in court. Well, in addition to Michigan State Police, the complaint also alleges a breach of contract, an intentional infliction of emotional distress, and names Grady as a defendant individually, as well as his professional capacity as the director of the Michigan State Police. According to the complaint, Grady scheduled a virtual meeting on June 9th to discuss the Michigan State Police Troopers Association and Command Officers Association's no confidence vote in his leadership. Grady's second in command, Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe, was not invited to attend the meeting, but she entered Grady's office anyway, raising concerns that she would be eavesdropping on a conversation that she wasn't invited to. Lubes, who sat directly outside Grady's office, texted Major Christopher Hawkins, who was one of the among those invited to be in the meeting. She noted in the text, "For your awareness, Amy Brimacone is in his office with him. I'm not sure if all of you know that on the Zoom meeting," according to the lawsuit. However, Lubes inadvertently sent the text message to Brimacone, who was furious, storming out of Grady's office and shoving her phone into Lube's face, alleges the lawsuit. She then re-entered the defendant Grady's office and had a brief conversation with him and stormed out again, slamming the door. Well, Grady then invited Brimacone to the virtual meeting, which she was then added into it. The lawsuit claims that Lubes wanted Hawkins to be aware of the situation for both his and Brimacone's protection. But Grady and Brimacone accused Lubes of sharing confidential information. After the meeting ended, Lubes and Grady Brimacone were very angry when they confronted her, asking who else did she send the text messages to. Well, she interpreted this as a thinly veiled accusation and shared the information with her state representative, Mike Mueller of Linden. Mueller is leading the legislature's charge to remove Grady as the colonel of the Michigan State Police. Well, just to wrap this up, 1 week later, Grady and Julie Liebler, the assistant deputy director of the Professional Development Bureau, met with Lubes, at which Grady allegedly told her that she could voluntarily and quietly, without making a fuss, choose to move to the role of analyst or face an internal affairs investigation, possibly removing her from her position. The plaintiff knew that there was nothing he could have filed for an internal investigation against her, but defendant Grady successfully scared her and intimidated her. Bottom line, she was afraid that he would